Well, they all used to have a little farm, didn't they, in the house, and they used to subside, didn't they? That's all. They were they were subsistence farming, weren't it? That was what they were doing. They used to have that, and then they used to go to the mill, didn't they, and work at mill or work somewhere else in village, in local village, doing something, and then go back to the farm and farm it at weekends, and it still goes on yet. You know, like that. My cousin has a little farm up Bolton Road there, Roddlesworth. And like he goes out to work, and because he's only, I don't know, probably has about 90 acre altogether, and it's not best for land, and there's not enough income off that 90 acre to, you know, to sustain the rent that the water board are wanting for it. So he has to go and, you know, drive a wagon this or a certain amount of time to subsidise it, anyway, to pay rent. And so, like, just like they used to do it, you know, going, you know, when you go back.
So most people would have worked in the mill and
or another job or in the quarry, perhaps, like there were a quarry there and then another quarry there, you know, perhaps in the quarry like 4 or 5 days a week and
then
wife would probably feed the 2 or 3 cows while he were at work, or she'd be making butter or something, or you know, or maybe keeping a few hens to try and to sell some eggs. My nana was born in one of those in the edge of the wood, well way in there.
Yes.
I can't just think, is it Silcol or one of them up that up there? I can't just think of the name of it. But my grandma was born there, and they had a few ends, and she used to go get on bus and go to Charlie Market and sell them off flat iron, like a basket of eggs. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A shame she's not alive to tell you all things she used to tell me. She was 103 when she died.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So she did well on it. Whatever was on the...
Oh, yeah.
Whatever on the wall.
Flipping it, yeah.